Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
We got 2 more dates for our tour. June 23rd, June 24th. We'll be in Philadelphia on June 23rd at City Winery. And then I do believe we're at the Miracle Theater in Washington, D.C. for the close of our tour on June 24th. We want to get these tickets sold. We want to see you all, hug you all, take pictures with y'all. So please go to my Linktree, Linktree.com/thatchickangel. That's linktr.ee/thatchickangel and get your tickets. We can't wait to see you there. What's up, everybody?
What's happening, family?
And welcome back to another episode of Is This Gonna Cause an Argument? Oh, my name is Angel. Ooh, that's what they call me, that chick, Angel. Cow, pow. Beside me is my husband. Ooh, his name is Tank, and that's my husband. Tell them about who you are.
I'm the other host of Visiting Gonna Cause an Argument, Marcus Tanksley, a.k.a. Tank. Hey, fam, if it's your first time tuning in, we greatly appreciate it. This is a podcast we do every single week, and we've been doing it for 10 years. Okay, and we pretty much talk about anything we damn well feel like it, and we do it every single week with our immediate family. Okay, they get in. We talked to them before. I was going to say they get in on all the goodness. Would you stop doing that?
I'm giving, just it's not distracting.
It is distracting. I'm the one that edit and hear this stuff.
Yeah, and it's like adds like no, element. No, we don't. How you know?
What I just say?
But you are not the listener.
I am the listener.
No, when the I go audience. Back and edit. The audience. Of course, you're not the audience of our podcast. Because why would you be?
Y'all, the damn podcast we do every single damn week.
That's not shut up. The way to do it.
And we do it sometimes frustrated because people don't want to listen. But I was about to say, you can be a part of the immediate family. We talked to them before and after every episode.
Just bring your voice down because you're frustrated at me, not them, but you're talking to them really harshly. So if you could,
Angel, would you stop?
I'm okay. Asking you to bring it down.
Go on with the show.
How can they join the immediate family?
Go to patreon.com/thatchickangel. Sign up for the low $5 a month.
The low, low. Not just the low. The low,
no,
low.
No, it's just low right now because times is hard.
True. Well, no, that's what makes it low, low, because ain't nothing less expensive than us.
This price ain't
changed. Gas is more expensive, let me tell you that. So we're joined by 2 amazing sponsors, Tumble Living and BetterHelp. I'll tell you more about them later on in the podcast. Y'all already know, when you decide to check out one of the sponsors we bring on to the show, not only does it help us be able to put on the show, it also allows us to know what are the sponsors that really pair well with our audience, right? Mm-hmm. You don't have to try them out, but if you do, great, and you'll get a discount. Because, baby, we could all use discounts. How are you feeling, you gorgeous man? I thought you were going to shave your beard.
I didn't have time to do all that.
Well, what were you doing up there?
I shaved my head.
I know, but I watched you do that. And then you pulled out the clippers.
Because I still got to pull the clippers out when I shave my head.
Oh.
To clean up. You know, this taper ain't natural.
Oh.
It's got the taper into the bald head.
Look at me
like a lot of men just do the hard stop. I'm like, yeah, come on, y'all.
They might not want it.
Yeah, they do. Because that looks weird.
To you.
You got full stop. No, let that taper into the bowl.
It's okay. Y'all do whatever y'all want to. How you feeling?
I feel all right.
You do?
Yeah, I feel all right. Yeah.
What has got your focus over there?
Nothing.
Something got your focus.
Doing some research.
On what?
Don't worry about it.
Yes, I got to, because you're not giving me you.
All right. I'm here now.
What were you researching?
Back to Patreon. Yeah, I feel all right.
What were you researching?
Let me finish talking to the people.
You weren't talking to them. You were busy in your phone.
I am feeling great. I can't wait to get back to working out this again. Well, I worked out last week, but get to my workout this week. I just remember that's going to get interrupted because y'all want to do a damn family day. No, I got time. I got time in the morning because you're doing the other stuff. What
were you researching?
You will never know. Nah, it's clothes.
Okay.
As soon as you mentioned the Philly show, I'm like, y'all ain't got no clothes. We talked about this last week. I don't have no clothes. And I'm like, I want to be able to wear something that I feel comfortable in that looks nice for the next two.
Stop throwing away your clothes so shows. Quickly.
No, I throw away clothes that need to be thrown away.
They don't all need to be thrown away.
No, because I got T-shirts. They just get all ill-fitted and fitting weird. I'm not going to wear no boxy short T-shirt. I get it out of here. My jeans, I wear them too. I can't get the smell out even after washes.
What smell?
Jeans get an odor after a while.
What smell?
I don't know. It's an odor. Not like a funk. It's just an odor. I'm like, why? So I put it, even them jeans you're supposed to dry clean. Send them to the dry cleaners, get them back. They still got it. I'm like, well, they're going in the washer now. Two washes back to back with the Gain fragrance enhancers.
Jesus.
Wash them, fabric softener in the dryer, pull them out.
They just be smelling.
It's got
like,
that odor again. So I'm like, you out of here. And I know it's bad when I can wear them and smell the odor. Mm-hmm. It's not. It's just like a denim. I don't know. It's the guy that they get this.
Yeah.
It is not even all of them. It was two pair that did that. Two different companies. And I'm like, they out of here. Recently got some. Why is it? You see it doing that?
Nope.
It's like glitching.
Nope.
And then, so I recently, I have no light color jeans. It just did it again. Let me know, Patreon, is the screen glitching for y'all?
It's not glitching.
Flashing or something. It's doing something weird. I recently got some light color. I might return them though.
You watch, they don't fit your booty, right?
No, just when I put them on, because I never wear light color jeans. I don't have any. And then when I put them on, I was like, I see why.
Bless it.
They just don't, they ain't giving me the umph. How you feeling?
I'm feeling good like I should. Per usual, getting through the weeks. I was about to tell y'all something. Hot dog, hot dog, hot diggity dog. Why can't I? One thing that went great this week. Well, no, I'll put that in what I love and what I hate. I'm feeling good. Been very active, productive. Also getting to support people that I love. Celebrated my girlfriend Siobhan's birthday last night. Granted, her birthday was all the way in the first two-thirds of May. Got to celebrate.
I thought you were going to talk about the location.
Got to celebrate my mother's birthday. I still need to do her post, my post for her on Instagram. And so that was great. So I like being able to support folk.
That's something I never do. Never do mama or daddy's post because they're not on Instagram. So
I know, but neither my mother isn't really, but it does go over to Facebook.
Oh, no, she's on Facebook.
Yeah, well, no, she's not on any of
them. She's on something because she be talking about the stuff that I post.
Yeah, but she's not on there. Somebody sends her.
She's got an account.
Yeah, somebody sends her the thing. Yeah, she has an account,
for
sure.
She's got an account. I'm saying, my mama ain't got an account, so I ain't about to put on there, hey, mama, happy birthday. She ain't going to see that shit.
No, she will because your sister will show it to her.
No, she won't.
She will.
No, she won't.
Did I tell you? I didn't.
Probably not. I was going to say probably not.
I saw the pictures of your nephew's baby shower.
Oh, okay. No, you didn't tell me.
Oh, my gosh. So, Marcus is...
I have my second great... what is that category called?
It'll be nephew.
No, I know it's a nephew.
Great
nephew. But I also
have
a great niece. I'm saying, what are they called? Greats?
Your great nieces and nephews.
Yeah. I have my, within the 12-month span, I got now two, I have a great niece and a great nephew.
Well, the nephew ain't here yet.
Well, we'll have.
So Marcus is only, I'm just now realizing this as I'm saying it, your only nephew on your side of the family.
Yeah.
Has a baby on the way. And my family knows the mother of the child. So it was in their Facebook feed. Mm-hmm. And they were like, oh, did you see the, they said, oh, you probably already saw this, the pictures of Lil Nate's baby shower. I said, no, I ain't seen him. And he looked so grown up, yeah, but also like a little boy at the same mm-hmm. time. And what really got me, because at first I was like, where are the Tanksleys? Because I'm seeing pictures of people I don't know. I'm like, yeah. Obviously I know Nate. I'm like, what is, and then finally there was a picture of him holding a little girl. And I said, who is that baby? Is that?
That's Naomi.
Is that my great niece? Oh, yeah. She looked edible. I said, I can't wait to get my hand. I said, me and Marcus are going to fight tooth and nail trying to hold that baby. Mm-hmm. I said, and she better be, I don't care if she's not warmed up to us. You're going to get warm, girl.
Mm-hmm.
But what was hilarious was that her and your mother had on matching outfits.
Yeah. And you know, that's all mama.
I said, I was like, where's Miss Margaret? Yeah. And I finally saw Miss Margaret and Sonya. And I said, oh, there they are. And she just looked so toot. I can't wait. Now, I am a little frustrated that this new baby's name is not going to be Nathaniel Anthony Tanksley the fourth.
No, the fourth.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean,
it might be the mama too. I don't know. But yeah, I don't get some of the stupid shit my family does when it comes to names.
Yeah, I think the baby's name is Hayes.
Yeah. Hey,
something like that.
I can't remember.
I said, make it the nickname now, damn it. Let me get the fourth up in here. Y'all know Tanksley Pride is a story about our four kids. But when you have four boys, baby, you'll be grateful for the sponsor we have today. And that is Tumble. Just imagine, we've got four kids, two dogs. There's fur. There's the kids spilling stuff because they doing too much. It's like the rug, or your floor, I should say, become ground zero for every spill, stain, and everything, okay? It's all going in the rug, all of the disasters. Well, this is why you will love Tumble. Before Tumble, it felt like I was constantly on my hands and knees scrubbing out stains. And even after you finally get the stain out, the rug don't ever look the same way, do it? It doesn't. Most rugs are either too delicate to wash or just a nightmare to clean. Well, Tumble makes spill-proof, stylish, washable, machine washable rugs designed for real life. Okay, so the rugs, they feature a proprietary spill-proof surface that causes liquids to bead up on the top of the rug. So instead of soaking into the fibers like most rugs, you literally wipe away the spill in seconds, and it's basically like magic. It's also machine washable, all right? So you can get an even deeper clean because you can just throw it in a washing machine, even the larger sizes. You just remove the rug from the pad and toss it into the washer. So if you have pets, these rugs will absolutely change your life, because that's the one thing about pets. A lot of times if they pee on your carpet, they're going to pee on that same spot again, even if you clean it up, because they can still smell it. Well, you don't have to worry about that with Tumble. Tumble is known for how easy it is to wash their rugs, but their rug pad system is honestly genius. Tumble's cushion non-slip rug tucks under into a hidden corner pocket of the underside of the rug. And it keeps everything securely in place so the rug doesn't slide around. It's also non-toxic, so they are OEKO Tex certified, which means they're safe for kids, pets, and everyone, and almost anyone spending time on the floor. And they have some amazing styles. We got this beautiful, like, deep blue rug that matched our tufted couch that we have in our front room. And it was huge because the area in that room is really large. So we weren't sure if they would have a size that would fit. And baby Tumble was like, hold my drink or don't, because you can easily clean it off. Ayo. Hundreds of thousands of homes are already switched to Tumble, and they have over 30,000 five-star reviews. It's perfect for living rooms, kitchens, entryways, hallways, and kids' rooms. Basically anywhere in your home where life tends to get a little messy. Machine washable rugs made better. For a limited time, our listeners get 10% off and free shipping at tumbleliving.com tubby.com/argue. That's T-U-B. I'm sorry. Let me spell that correctly. That's T-U-M-B-L-E living.com/argue. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them our show sent you. Thank you so much, Tumble.
Yeah. I ain't even going to tell you about my niece's name and that dumb shit that came up with.
No. I was like, which niece?
Bria's middle name. I said, these idiots.
I just, you know, being someone that's having to start a lot of her own traditions, because one, my father's not the father of my other sisters. So my children, not that this is anything to brag on, but my children all do have the same dad. So I'm like,
you can brag on that.
No, what I'm saying
is a lot of people in my family can't say
that. What I'm saying is like, this is not like an accomplishment of like, we fought past adversity. No, we just luckily chose right the first time around. And also you haven't perished or I haven't perished to where we would need to.
I had to say so far because we know some people been married 30 years ago. Let's go call it quits.
But they ain't having no more kids.
Oh, yeah, it's true.
You know what I'm saying? So, I say that to say, while this is not even a tradition of having all kids by one person, I do love the fact.
Yeah, Liana, no.
I do love the fact that, oh, okay, there's certain family traditions I can set because I don't have to worry about any additional families. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I don't have to abide by somebody else's family. It's just our two families. So all of my kids got the middle name Anthony. Now, whether or not my sons continue that, I don't know, but I'm hoping that they do. I'm hoping that, because I feel like that's an easy request to fulfill. You know what I'm saying? Lil Marcus has the harder task of, are you going to keep this name alive or is it going to be something that you let go of? But luckily, he's got three younger brothers. If Marcus doesn't keep it going, the third does not have to be within the same lineage.
Right.
So Cy could name his first boy after his brother, or after his father. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just like, what?
Yeah.
Like, had I known he wasn't going to do that, one of these boys could have been Nathan. One of these boys almost was.
Yeah.
Cy was almost Cy Nathaniel Anthony Tanksley. So he wouldn't have been necessarily the fourth, but the name would have still been there. But, you know, Wendell's ass wanted to jump up out of the universe. And so he took the spot because surely that was not Cy's name. He wasn't SWAT. He was SNAT. So, yeah, but somebody made the great point of, you know, it might be that because him and the woman that he's having the baby with, they're not married. He might want to save that for if he ever does get married and having that name be passed down to.
Possibly, yeah.
I mean, which could be sentimental in that way. But if I was the oldest child, I'd be like, this ain't my fault.
Talk to your mama.
But congratulations to them regardless. Yeah. Can't wait. The mother to his child has an amazing pregnancy, a healthy birth. And
I'm glad that they have a good relationship. Like they have, like my brother was like, are they not a couple? Cause they like do everything together. Like she going to the mall. He like, all right, let me go with you. Like,
yeah. So, and I hope he is the type of father that a child deserves to have.
Yeah.
That is what I hope. So congrats to them. Congrats to Nate and the mother of his child and to the Tanksley family. All right, let's move on to our first segment.
Yeah.
In My Feelings. Tell them what it is, baby.
This is an episode.
An episode.
This is a topic in episodes that we do.
It's a segment.
Segment,
baby.
That's what I meant. A segment that we do.
Who have I done this show with for the past 10 years?
I got tongue tied. It happens. You know, because we did it multiple times today doing a damn audition.
If that one tongue tied, you just came up with new words. I mean, saying now.
No, I didn't.
You didn't get tongue tied.
This is an episode. Is this not an episode?
You did.
We didn't come up with new words.
I said you didn't get tongue tied.
I did.
Tongue tied is when you say a word wrong. No,
tongue tied is when you add a word that ain't supposed to go.
No, that's not. Tongue tied is when you say the word wrong.
Anyhow, this is a segment that we do in our podcast. Shut up. Well, we talk about something that's got us feeling some type of way and talk about something that's got us feeling good. So what's got you feeling some type of way?
Wait a minute. Shantae's not spoons. It's plates.
Yeah, Shantae. See? While you're trying to clown, you messed up too.
Who's our next spot? Plates. What?
That's how long you been gone. Where you been at?
What's got me feeling good is I got to spend time with my line sister, my Sans, my ace,
that's
Tasha.
That's what you got you feeling something? Feeling good?
Yeah.
So I said, what's got you back to that bullshit?
Oh, shit. Okay. Go ahead. What's got me feeling some type of way? No, I'm going to do this my own way.
No, everybody agreed, but go ahead.
My ace, Tasha Norfleet. So I crossed into my sorority almost 25 years ago. And the ace of my line, her name is Tasha. She is an identical twin and a big sister. She has a younger sister, too, that's not a twin. And I haven't lived in Kentucky. I don't even know if we had our 1 year anniversary before I moved. I moved within the first year of crossing to come out here to California. So a lot of the things that you would do with your line as Neos, like going to parties, doing road trips, I got to do that partially. But then, you know, you're kind of in your Neo phase for about 2 years. So I spent most of my Neo phase out here.
Yeah.
With my good friend Lauren and her line and their Neos. So their Neos are like my Neos from that line that they were crossing when I first moved out here. However, my Sans are my Sans, and there is nothing that will replace that. So when I get time with them, I really treasure it. So I did get to spend time with three of them briefly in Atlanta.
Very briefly.
One drove to. Yeah, because I'm like, it's not down.
Drove
it's not
to
up
us.
From Nashville to Atlanta, and then the other two.
Oh, drove down.
Is it further
above? Yeah.
Is it?
Tennessee is above Georgia, babe. Kentucky, Tennessee.
Yeah, it's below Kentucky, but is it above Georgia?
Yes.
Really?
How do you not know that?
It feels like it's across from.
You hit that 75. No, which one is east and west?
Let's look at it.
North and south. You hit that 75, girl.
But that's 75 is.
Is that northwest? Is even or is odd north and west?
North south is odd.
So it's 75.
Okay. Map. Let me look it up. Map.
Girl, just go open up maps and zoom out.
United States of America.
Angie got 19 masters and 6 doctorates.
Yep, right above. You right. The way she be driving it, it seemed like they next door neighbors in the sense of beside each other, not above. So, all right, cool. Anyways,
damn near going to San Diego.
For some reason, I thought it dipped down. I thought Alabama and Mississippi weren't this tall, and that a little bit of it was kind of like how Arkansas does. You see how Arkansas?
Mm-hmm.
I thought it did that.
Mm-mm. It don't. None of that bullshit.
Anyway,
it's a rectangle.
Anyhow. Got to spend time with three of them in Atlanta, but not like the quality time where you just really get to just sit, chill, catch up.
Yeah, talk, kiki.
Yeah.
We got to do it last time a little bit with Michael.
Yeah, because we went to her house. So Tasha coming out here with her husband and her youngest son. And Tasha been married for almost 8 years. This is my first time meeting her husband.
Yeah,
I've been around Tasha multiple times, but I've not been around her husband because I wasn't able to go to her wedding. That's the downfall of living out in California and being broke for so long. I was like, I can't fly to nowhere special for nothing. So meeting her husband, who was so nice. Her son, Alex, and Amar got along so well. Did. Amar was upset that he didn't get to, that he didn't come back over the next day. And then when I told Amar he didn't live here, he was like, "What?" I said,
"Why'd you do that to me, Mama?"
I said, "He live in Pittsburgh." He said, "That's 3 hours away." I said, "Oh, it's way more than that, baby. It's way more."
They
kill
me throwing out these times and limits like they actually know.
Yes.
The pits of the Berg.
So I was like, it just felt so special to like kick it with her. She came with me to my mother's birthday party. She came over to the house while the boys played and we just talked and we caught up. And I was.
Y'all went to a Delta meeting?
Yeah, I had her go to my Delta meeting, so she got to see me as the second VP. We have not, me and my sands, we've never gone, other than right after we crossed, I don't think we've ever gone to a chapter meeting together because I've moved. Because
you abandoned them.
So it was just so many, like, beautiful moments that I don't necessarily get in. Also, I was telling Nina about this just to see how I'm getting to hear who she's grown up to be.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Even though she was
already grown. She was already making eight figures by the time y'all right. crossed.
She was the oldest of our the ones that I'm close to. She's the oldest of them.
But and she was like already not her age has nothing to do with this, but she was so far into her career, like. Mm-hmm. Very successful already.
Yeah. She's closer to Melissa's age than she is to my age. So Melissa, my sister. So hearing just her thoughts on certain things and just, and we don't think the same on certain things, but that wasn't a problem. It was just like, huh, I don't know if I would have known that this is who you were going to become. So it was just interesting. And then her husband, the strangest, to most people, this would be the strangest thing. It was even strange to us, but yeah,
actually
them intriguing.
Them as a couple was like the, if you were to put dialogue, everything that they were saying, and not see them, that's what I think they should do for elections, presidential elections.
Get to see the person.
She shouldn't be able to see them. She shouldn't be able to hear their voice. You should only be able to see or read or whatever, everything, or be read by a neutral party, like one person, like yeah. This person's going to do this. Anyway, if you were to do that, you'd have been like, this is an old white couple.
Yes, that's exactly what I told her.
This is an elderly white couple that said all these things, that do all these things.
Yeah. But he is really into fig trees.
Yeah. We asked him what he was going to do, and she was like, oh, he's going to go hiking so he can find, he's looking for fig trees. And I'm like, what kind of shoe is that?
Right, listen,
I heard of tree thorns.
I literally thought I heard her wrong, and so I just skipped over it. I said, shoot, I need to get my hearing checked because I could have sworn she said figs.
Yeah.
That he was going to look for figs.
Yeah, she said figs, not even fig tree, figs.
And I was like, huh.
I'm like, I know some family name, got the last name Figs. I don't know. They in Kentucky, though.
But he explained when I met him, he was like, for spiritual reasons and he also harvests them in their backyard. They're only indigenous in place where there are fig wasps, which are only in California in the Mediterranean.
Yeah.
I was like,
so the
wow.
Fig wasp need a certain kind of them. Fig wasp are the only thing that can pollinate. These specific figs. So that's a reason they live. I'm like, now, I'm geeking out too. I'm all in. I'm like, what?
And I was like, spiritual reasons? What do you mean? Because now I'm like, what religion are y'all? She was like, in the Bible, they mentioned the fig leaf so many times. I said, oh, you're right. I've just never heard anybody in Christianity put emphasis on the fig. And so he found the figs, a nursery that had fig trees, and bought us 2 fig trees. He propagated some, which means I do believe I'm using the right term. He cut off some of the stems so that he could harvest those in his own backyard. He has came across, listen, Gabrielle, outside of a fig Newton, girl, same. Actually, I have had a fig before. I wasn't impressed by it, but I didn't know that he was telling us there is so many variety of figs.
So many different variety of flavors and varieties.
He's like all the way down to tasting like a coconut to all the way up to tasting like a really sweet, juicy strawberry or blueberry.
Like honey, all kinds.
Yeah, honey's in the middle with the melon tasting flavor. And that's the only flavor type of fig I've ever had is a melon type. So that's why I wasn't impressed because I'm not into.
Yeah, when I had it was like, I wasn't impressed either. I was like, yeah.
So he got us. He got us one tree that's called Parisian Candy, mm-hmm. which is a honey fig. And he said, I'm pretty sure it'll be a green fig. And the other one is called Kidoda, which is also, well, he said, I'm pretty sure you're going to get green figs out of all these. If you could have heard him breaking down, Marcus, I was like, huh? I've never heard. He was like, so you'll see the male parts here. He said, from cutting it, it's released a hormone and the fig is starting, the tree is starting to wake up. It's trying to figure out what happened and it's trying to fix it. He was like, so hopefully it'll, he's like, you see these nodes right here? He was like, it should wake up these nodes. And he was like, this one I'm pretty sure will grow a branch. What you want is three strong branches growing in three different directions. I'm like, how do you know this? I kill mint.
Angel kills rosemary. Like everything dies. I'm like, stay away from these damn figs because I'm so intrigued. Y'all don't understand. I'm about to grow the hell out these trees.
Well, one of them will grow pretty tall if you wanted to. Yeah.
They all going to be potted until they can survive because I got the perfect spot for them, I'm pretty sure. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to clear that area out and plant these damn things. I'm going to put them sprinklers. They're going to run a little longer in the mornings. Oh, yeah.
He was like, if you need to FaceTime me, I can walk you through it. He was like, so what you want to do is keep it in shade for now so it can reset from the trauma that it's been through. He was like, and then, you know, you're going to want to water. I was just like, what?
Oh, thank you, Miranda. Fig means fruitfulness and God's covenant blessings.
Well,
my mind is blown also.
I love it. So that's what's got me feeling good. I know that was a long rant.
It was.
But you got to be a part of it.
Yeah, I didn't interrupt you. I wasn't rude like you. What's got me feeling some type of way? what's got me feeling some type of way, y'all? I told Angel, I am annoyed, so annoyed that I now understand the hype behind these electric vehicles. I'm not going to do it. I ain't going to do it. I understand the hype behind these electric vehicles. I have an extended warranty on my truck, and it just ran out, like, last week or the week before. And what's even annoying, I think I talked about this on Patreon. I tried to take it in for service because I'm like, let me just get them to do, because I knew it was coming up soon. I'm like, let me just get them to do everything. I'm going to tell them everything is wrong with this. So they're going to go ahead and look at it. Anything they find is covered under warranty. I ain't got to worry about it. They were like, well, you could bring it in today or blah, blah, blah. Or you could just, we suggest you just do it to next week or whatever. I was like, all right, cool. So I took it in to get the oil changed. I was like, yeah, I want to do this, and this is what's wrong. So the guy, it wasn't nothing wrong. I'm just saying this is wrong. So the guy's like, yeah, he said, well, your extended warranty ran out on, and he named the day. It was like the day before. And I said, let me tell you what. I called up here trying to make an appointment last week, and they had a spot available for last week, and they told me to wait to this week. I said, is that on me? He was like, nope, you're right. You're right. I said, so go ahead and look at it. Whatever. So in the meantime, you know, things happened since then. And I've been looking at just vehicles in general. But that specific visit made me realize, I was like, now with these electric vehicles, you ain't got to worry about transmission. You ain't got to worry about oil changes. You ain't got to worry about motors and stuff going wrong. You got, of course, computers like you're doing all of them and batteries. And that's it. Electric motors been around. People, we've been using them for over 100 years. That's like old school elevators. You use electric motors. Ain't nothing going to go wrong with that electric motor. Battery, that's another story. But you ain't heard of no battery issues. So anyway, I was sitting there. I was just like, nah, I can't do the electric. I'll do like a plug-in hybrid. And then this past weekend, I ended up driving one of my friend's electric cars because I had to hook up a trailer and stuff to my truck. Didn't want to drive it to see Marcus. So drove her car like an hour to see Marcus, about 45 minutes back. And I'm like, I really, really like driving.
It's on my nerves.
But I can't do it. I can't do it. Everybody's starting to get on the whole plug-in hybrid. I know Ram is going to end up coming out. I'm pretty sure it's going to be an SUV version too. And I would definitely wait out a few years from now till they work out the bus to get something like that. Something where an engine does not turn the wheels. It's literally a battery pack that turns the wheels, and the engine only charges the battery and nothing, and does nothing else.
So quick question. Will our cars that we currently have last us for like 6 more years?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, yours will.
Yours will too. We'll believe. Don't you? Yours will too, Marcus. It will.
My car got 100,000, 99,000 and a bunch of change miles on it right now.
It'll last. If we could get the twins out of school, that's the 6 years. That's 6 years.
Oh, yeah, I know.
We
no, that's a midlife crisis. I'm going back to like old man Corvette by then. Y'all know old men, they always get a Corvette when they
you go. Have,
that's
you,
what I told Chance. I said, oh, you don't reach that age.
You have your midlife crisis already.
No, I don't.
You have 2 old schools. That was your crisis.
No, it wasn't either.
Yes, it was.
Trust me on this.
No.
Rude awakening for you.
No. You've had your crisis. I don't want us to even be contemplating new vehicles until those twins are getting ready to
whatever. Excuse me.
One, because then I'm not going to care about these back seats so much.
I ain't cared about them anyway.
I know you don't care.
Anything I get going to have a good back seat.
What I'm saying is you put children who are going to be tall in my womb.
Yeah.
And with that being said, we have vehicles that
they're
going to
be driving before they graduate. Soon as that license comes.
Now I'll be like, they won't get it I'm until right before.
Here's some keys.
Cannot. This man is constantly looking for reasons for finding another car.
Yeah, no, I definitely wouldn't do no Rivian. I'm intrigued. I'm truly intrigued by the locomotive concept of them, of the electric hybrid. That's what I'm more intrigued by. I'm like, they should have been doing that a long time ago. Like, the engine is not connected to the tires whatsoever. There's no transmission. The engine is only there to recharge the batteries that's driving the car. That'll get you 700-800 miles. If the battery's charged and the gas tank is full.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Now, for some, the summer is like their favorite season. It's my favorite season. I absolutely love summertime. Travel picks up, the kids, you don't no longer have to get them to and from school. And we can be on the road for adventure, right? For others, it can be juggling so many tough things, right? It can also lead to feeling overwhelmed and counting down until them kids are out of your hair and back to school. And many worry about missing and wasting so many days of sunshine. Well, I have a bunch of summer plans as well. And baby, as much as I'm like, I'm so excited, I'm also really stressed out about it because I'm like, can we afford these summer plans? Do we need to cancel summer plans? Or is there going to be a summer vacation? Is there going to be just summer look at each other and pray we pay all of our bills? It can be so daunting. But to take care of myself during the summer is when I slow down and I really start taking like a record of myself, especially because my birthday's in the summer. That's when I usually start to really be like, okay, Angel, what are we doing in life? What do we want in life? And what do we want to get rid of in life? Well, therapy is a great way to also be able to do that full-blown summer self-care reset, right? Well, let me tell you, y'all know we love BetterHelp. We have been partnering with BetterHelp for some years now. And because they have so many great things about them, they have over 30,000 therapists. They're the largest online therapy platform, serving over 6 million people. And their rating is a 4.9 out of 5 on average for live sessions based off of 1.7 million client reviews. They work with therapists that operate and work according to a strict code of conduct and are fully licensed in the United States. And they do a great job of matching you. BetterHelp does. So you can focus on your therapy goals. So you do a questionnaire to help identify whatever your needs or preferences are. And because they have so many years of expert experience and they are industry leading match fulfillment rate, that means they typically get your match right the first time. But if not, you can switch at any time from their tailored recommendations. So you don't have to say yes to everything this summer. Find support in therapy. Sign up and get 10% off at betterhelp.com/argue. That's betterhelp.com/argue. Thank you, BetterHelp.
Anyway, what's got you feeling some type of way?
What's got me feeling some type of way is that my husband's now getting into electric hybrid cars, and he's coming up with reasons that he should be intrigued.
I'm not getting into anything. I'm into all kinds of cars.
My husband is getting into electric hybrid cars, and he is like, man, this seems so neat.
I really like the Hummer.
I like this. I like that.
Oh, that Hummer's
and
nice.
Mind you, in our marriage, my husband, especially when we first came out the gate, it felt like he was changing cars like he was changing drawers.
Yeah.
And I was just like, what
still miss my, I miss,
is happening I miss right my, now?
Out of all the vehicles I've ever had, I truly, truly miss my truck.
The Silverado?
Yes.
Not the Ford F-150.
Nah, that was okay. Daddy's.
But it became yours.
It did.
Oh, God, I thought you were going to say it was going to be one of the two Audis that you had. Or it could have been the Taurus Show.
Out of the two. Now, I would have never got on this car thing if my Taurus Show would have just kept running and could pass the smog test in California. I would still be in that damn show. I know the guy that has it now, and I might go buy it from him. They said you keep that thing in the garage. Don't nobody touch it.
No, I
don't.
Or never you would have thought, it would have been that he wouldn't miss the Cadillac. The Lincoln Continental or the Ford Mustang because we still have them. That's why I said you don't miss
one. Those are the boys' cars. Those are their cars to invest or keep. Or
so
whatever.
When they we go hand them keys.
No, I got to be dead and gone.
So it's not the boys'.
It is the boys'. That's their thing. That's why it's going to be such. That's why it's such a good investment.
So why they got to be dead and gone?
No, I got to be dead and
gone.
No,
I mean, yeah. Why do you have to be dead and gone?
Because those are mine currently. That's like my guns. Those are going to be the boys. I ain't going to get them while I'm here because I can still pew pew.
So don't be like those are the boys if you're not going to give it to them until you're gone.
It's written in the will,
but it's not
goes to the boys. Sign here.
Here's the thing. If we ever move into another house, the boys can take over our house.
And then their cars is coming with me. What are you talking about? Why don't you give your purses to your nieces and your sisters and stuff?
I don't call my purses theirs. I don't say those are y'all's.
They written in? Are they not?
But it's not theirs. That's the difference. That's what you're saying. They will inherit these. That doesn't mean it's theirs.
Okay, they will inherit the cars.
Okay.
Really? We went through all that just because I didn't say inherit?
Well, because that makes a difference.
They will inherit those cars.
It's just like Marcus's account. It's his money, but they won't give it to him until he's 18. They didn't say when your mama dies.
I ain't just difficult as hell. You knew exactly what the hell I meant when I said it's theirs.
No, I'm saying don't say the gift. And then I said, okay, then give it to him. You said no, because it's mine.
Y'all see what I deal with?
You said because it's mine.
God dang.
They understood. What's got you feeling good, babe? It's on you.
Angel's going to be leaving out of town, going to teen conference with Jack and Jill. And this boy right here can't wait because I get to clean all of her clutter. Oh, it's going to be glorious.
This girl is excited. Let me tell you, you better do a good goddamn good job.
I'm gonna do an excellent job.
When I show up on Father's Day, you better be like, "Happy Father's Day to you too, Angel. Look at this clean house." How was your massage this weekend?
It was good. Me and Angel, we got massages for Miss Dorothy's. Miss Dorothy went and she got Four Seasons, got the suite, so everybody got some type of massage treatment. My massage was excellent. Typically, I don't enjoy massages that much because people see me and they think I want deep tissue and want somebody to bruise me up. No. Rub me like you rubbing some very stiff lotion into me. Don't ever use your knuckles. Only palms. I don't need finger pressure and all that. I don't need knuckles bearing down. Just use the palm of your hand.
He said, do like this.
Yeah, just do like that. Hand flat. She still bruised my damn skin, though, from, you know, they always want to target my back, talking about tension. Man, let that manifest into something else. Leave them knots there. The hell with them knots. They've been there this long. Leave them there. I'm still bruised up from that, just from her doing that so many times. I don't know what the hell she was doing back there.
Do you have actual bruises or just tender?
It's extremely tender.
And I told them, did you give them that message? Did you tell them at the front?
No, she was good. It's just during, it was a little uncomfortable, but for the most part, it wasn't doing, I think she, just from her doing it
over
so many times.
And then
yeah.
Eventually it just,
because I thought
okay.
to myself, maybe I should tell her stop doing that. But for the most part, it was excellent. Like, it's one of the best massages I've had. She did really good. After when she was walking me back to the room, I was like, thank you. I said, I thank you for not using too much pressure. Because when she started, she was like, I said, you can lighten up. She was like, okay, let me know. I don't want light pressure. Then she started massage. She would start on back. Of course, I was like, yep, you can go lighter. Because she started in with that. I could feel the knuckles bearing up under my shoulder blade. I'm like, no, leave that shit there.
And I told them when I booked your appointment, because I think you forgot I booked your appointment. Yeah. That's the reason why I knew what time it was. I said, now listen here. My husband, he's big and strong. I don't want this to be thought of as a challenge. He needs to be touched nicely.
That's what I told
him. I said, I want him touched really soft.
People don't understand these masseuses. This is the easiest 60 minutes you're going to have of your day right here. But she was walking me back to the room, and I told her, I was like, yeah. I said, thank you for the light pressure. I said, people see me. I think they see it as a challenge. And she said, actually, most athletes – do not like deep tissue. She said, I don't know what that means. You have very healthy muscles. She said, so people always want to work it in. She's like, no, but most athletes, she said, we get athletes in here and they all of them like light pressure.
How you say it?
Athletes.
Oh, okay.
Man, don't worry about how I said it. You know what I said?
No, I was trying to hear if you say athletes or athletes.
No, I say athletes. Athletes, girl. Kiss my ass, Angel.
I would.
Angel going out of town, that's what got me feeling good. How was your massage?
We're in my feelings, Negro.
Yeah, I can't stand the whole, people like, oh, I love the deep tissue. Nah, it don't do nothing for me.
I
can get into a fight and feel that.
Have the best masseuse. This is my second time having him because I requested him. Allow them to move my massage time so I can get him. And now he's Marquita's favorite, too. She said, Angel. She said, you right. She and she's calling by, his name is Mihai. She calling him Mithai. I said, what are you saying, Marquita? She said, girl, I was calling that man Mithai the entire time. He started on my butt. And that was a little more pressure than what I would have wanted because I couldn't fall asleep through it. But the way he relaxed my glutes after that, oh, I was snoring to high heaven. Knew I was because I woke myself up a couple of times.
Oh, boy, I'm trying to tell
you. Did you send me another video?
Yeah, it's a completely different video. Angel will never get another couple's massage out of me.
Did I snore on the Disney cruise?
Did we do a couple massage?
Yeah, and 2 hours one.
Yeah, you remember you said I yelled at you? And I didn't.
You yelled at me in the Dominican.
Anyway, I don't even remember what the hell I was saying.
I don't know. But the massage was so great. Even though I can feel that I'm tight right here. He was saying something to me. He was like, you are too present.
Were your nipples hard?
Oh, that was also great. At the Four Seasons, their tables drop where your breasts are to make it more comfortable. Oh, so good.
They always have to adjust my where my head is because that thing be too high. Then my neck starts hurting. But no, our table was comfortable.
I mean, so good. I definitely wish I could have gotten 90 minutes. Let me tell you what my mother didn't realize. My mother, she didn't offer to pay for 50 million people's massages. She wanted to have invited 50 million people to her party.
She was trying to invite my friends just so I would have something to do. I'm like,
she was going to get two massage rooms, right? And I said, Mama, cut your list. You're only getting one massage room. You're not about to spend this amount of money on massage rooms for people that you don't really talk to. That's insane. So I made her cut her list in her massage rooms. I made her cut my friends. I made her cut Marcus's friends. The only friend of mine that I was like, okay, that's fine for you to invite was Marquita, because Marquita did all the things. Mama didn't make her appointments. I wanted to be like, Mama, now you know how to call these people. But she was like, I wanted Marquita's pool. She was like, that's why. She was like, I know she has clout here. She was like, so no, trust.
I people. Marquita walked through where everybody speaks to Marquita. Hey, Miss Marquita. Hey, Miss Brad. Hey, how you doing?
Absolutely. My mother did not realize, I don't know how, that the massages are all close to $300. Yeah. She said, I thought they were like $170. I said, how you think that?
Still, you going to buy 18 people's $170 massage?
It was just the people that she was paying for that day.
All the massages.
I said.
And that's before a tip.
I said, yeah. I said, that's why there were some of my friends. I was like, please don't invite them. Like, no. I know what's going on in the acting industry. A lot of us have not worked in a long time. And that's a pretty penny, right? So, like, for Marcus's birthday, it was very much so I was very strategic about who I invited. And I also understood that some people would have to say no due to the cheapest massage is like $270. Maybe $230. I think it's $270.
It might be $270.
So Mama got that bill. She said, oh my God. She said, I wish you would have said something. I said, why would I need to say something?
Right.
I was like, you've been to the Four Seasons. Yeah.
This is what I told her about inviting all them people. She was like, so who else you want me to invite? It's your birthday. Mine was in January. You ain't got nothing to do with me.
She was like, what? I would never ask anybody to spend that much money to celebrate with me. I said, yeah. And she was like, I didn't realize. Oh, my God. And I was like, oh, yeah. I said, but I don't know why I would need to tell you the price. You've been to the Four Seasons. She said, I got it confused with Burke Williams. Yeah, you did.
Yeah, real confused. I still got to use it.
I got one, too. You want to go together?
Mm-mm. We can go on the same day.
I didn't say get a massage together. I said go together.
We can go together, definitely.
That's all right.
Let's do it.
You just made it known you don't want to be nowhere around
me. I don't
want
to be in the room with you, but I want to go to Burke Williams with you after the movie.
You said you didn't want. You want to get drunk?
You ain't getting drunk.
Because you so nice to me when you tipsy.
I'm always nice to you.
You be like, hey.
It's easier to put up with Angel shenanigans when I'm tipsy.
Talk about you always nice to me. No, you're not. But yeah, you be like, hey, babe, when you didn't have a couple of drinks and you nasty. Hey, let me tell you what I'm going to do to you.
I be nasty.
This man was trying to get some before we left for the massages. I said, why would I do that?
Why not?
Because that is not
Ling Lao, he wouldn't have mind. Who he know what's up?
Ling Mai? Is that what you call him?
Ling Mihai. Knee high. Hold on, let me tell you what happened. How bad I am with names.
Oh shit.
So I don't know. So in my post recently, y'all, this is random as episode, I don't care. My post recently, I talked about this damn trailer coming unhitched and me dragging the damn thing and chewing up the wires and shit in the middle of the night. So that whole photo booth that we put together, one of the people that was doing it was our homegirl, Shanika, her father-in-law, or a stepfather. Do you know his name?
No.
I think it's Manuel. Let's just say, yeah, because he said he don't like being called Manny, but his family calls him Manny. So let's say it's Manuel. So she introduced me to him.
Manuel.
So she introduced it to him. We sitting there talking. So I'm trying to get his attention. I don't know what made my brain go here. He's a Latino guy. I was like, what's his name? But she couldn't understand me. I was like, is it Felipe? I said, is it Felipe? Ebony lost it. I mean, and it was like damn near obvious because his back's to us. At this point, she's laughing like vocally, like loud. And I was like, but I need, because I'm trying to get him to stop doing what he's doing because like I'm pressed for time the whole time. I'm like, I was like, excuse me. And then, of course, she tells Shanika as soon as she comes out, she said, is his name Felipe? She was like, why do you keep trying to put these Mexican people in? I said, but is he not Mexican? I said, there was a father figure that's Mexican that you mentioned when we was on that damn trip. I thought maybe it was your stepfather. Mm-hmm. I thought she said her father.
Mm-hmm.
Her baby, her ex-husband, whatever. But yeah, I was like, Felipe. Ebony terrible. Lost it.
And you just called the masseuse.
What's his name, though?
No. What did you call him?
Lehigh.
You said Lehigh.
Okay, what is it?
No, you said Lee something else first. Lee,
like, I don't know. What is it?
You said like Lee Woo.
No, I wasn't no damn Lee Woo.
His name is Mehigh.
Huh?
It's Mehigh.
I wasn't never off.
No, you started off far.
Marcus. Y'all, let me tell y'all what. Brown Sugar Babe sent me this dope ass.
You got to do a whole video on it today.
Oh, I am. This dope fire ass duffel bag. I'm a fan of duffel bags, but y'all know I'm old school. I love leather. Like, I love leather. It's like rawhide leather. Like that type of leather they make like tool bags and shit out of. Like real thick rawhide leather. It's big. The bag is so fire. Open it up. It is full. I mean, packed full of products.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I had to check because Angel gets this type of stuff all the time. I said, no, this says Marcus. Then I look and I'm like, oh, these are men products too.
Mm-hmm.
So they sent me the body oil they got. So I just wanted to smell it. I was curious. I couldn't smell it because I kept squeezing it a little bit. So I squeezed it and some popped out the top. So I just, you know, wiped it on my hands.
Oh, because you know they have the second little, you got to take that top off.
No, I was trying not to spill it on me.
Oh.
I took that off. Smell it. I've washed my hands twice. And you can still smell mm-hmm. it. It smells so good. And this is something I would wear. I'm like, damn it, now man shit got to come out with a body oil.
Never.
Because Angel's been trying to get me to do that for so long.
I have.
She has. Queen shit and man shit about to have a body oil. But y'all about to get brown sugar, babe. Get this for your man. I love this smell. And I can smell it's just right here on my hand because I just wiped it to try to smell it. I was like, oh, that smells fire. And put it back. Didn't think anything of it. Washed my hands. I was messing with Castle before I left the house. So I washed my hands. Use the bathroom here, wash my hands again, and I'm like, oh, it still smells really good.
It's
a clean scent. I don't know.
Also, what's different is, and I know we're buffering, so hopefully we'll get back, but I'm a little bit behind. So yours should be a beard and body oil.
Yeah.
Just like your...
Yeah. No, yeah. It was definitely going to be a beard and body oil.
But yeah, I've been asking Marcus to come out with the oil for years.
Because I don't like beard oils. Because it just leaves your beard way too oily. And she was like, you ain't got to like it. Other people like it. I'm like, you're right. But mm-hmm. I use all my products.
That's what I have to. I be having to tell. I have to multiple times. I be having to tell Marcus. This is not about your preference. It's about.
You're right.
What does the clientele, what would they like?
One reason I steered from it in the past is, for one, I like how my products don't stain your shirts right here. A lot of people that got beards, their shirts are always stained because of them oils and stuff that they put stain the shirts. Y'all see how long I have my beard. I've been using Man Shit for what, 8 years now? 6 years? 5 years? Nah, six, seven. Anyway,
it was right ain't none before of my the shirts. Pandemic. So, yeah, it's about yeah, seven.
Ain't none of my shirts stained. White shirts, all of them. Yeah, still buffering. Sorry, y'all. But I'm like, this product right here. And like Angel said, I know a lot of people that use, and people have asked me, it was like, man, you should do a beard oil. Nah, but beard and body oil, I could definitely get away with
I've
that.
I've been thinking.
Go ahead.
I've been saying he needs to come up with a beard shampoo, a beard conditioner,
beard oil. I was actually looking up a shampoo. That was one of the tabs that was open, how to make a shampoo. My biggest thing is all natural. I don't know if I could do that with the shampoo because I feel like when you clean your beard, you need a good lather to lift everything. And I don't know if you can get that good lather when involving water in all like 100% natural products.
You see, you could probably actually having a clarifying shampoo would be great, especially because all that buildup. Now, clarifying shampoo will kind of dry it, take the moisture fully out the beard, but it also will knock every single bit of product that's been, if you're a person that be using, because do you shampoo your beard every day?
Yeah, with Miracle 2, though.
I know. Yeah. But like...
every time I wash, it's...
Then maybe not a clarifying. It depends. I guess it depends on... I don't know how men do their facial hair.
I know a lot of men don't do it right. That'd be the problem, is education. A lot of men, they'll put actual shampoo or they'll use the soap that they wash their body with, which is why a lot of them are real dry. I need to come out with a full product line just for that, like a daily. I was trying to. I told you. It's just that I think I might have to pull in, like hire a chemist or something. Like, hey, what can I use? I'm not asking Chat Angel because she's killing the earth her just alone by herself, single-handedly. Angel would just ask Chat, what you doing today?
No, why are you over here lying to these people? All right, I hope you all have thoroughly enjoyed our episode today. Again, if you are actually... We got two more dates for our tour, June 23rd, June 24th. We'll be in Philadelphia on June 23rd at City Winery. And then I do believe we're at the Miracle Theater in Washington, D.C. for the close of our tour on June 24th. We want to get these tickets sold. We want to see you all, hug you all, take pictures with y'all. So please go to my Linktree.com/thatchickangel. That's LinkTree.ee/ That Chick Angel and get your tickets. We can't wait to see you there.
Absolutely.
So once we get off of here, Patreon, we're going to tell you about Lil Marcus's second prom that he went to that happened this weekend. We want to give y'all all the tea on that. So if you're part of our Patreon, go ahead and stay on. If you're not a part of our Patreon, go ahead and think about joining us at patreon.com/thatchickangel. And if you didn't get to be a part of the live as a part of our Patreon, know that this link is still active in our Patreon, so you can go and watch it on YouTube. as always, God bless y'all. God keep y'all. We appreciate you all.
Y'all have a good one, fam.
Bye.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.